亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，早安。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
讲中文的弟兄姐妹，我们已经开始读罗马书。
For those Chinese-spoken brothers and sisters, we already started reading the book of Romans.
讲英文的弟兄姐妹已经开始超过半年的时间。
For those English-speaking brothers and sisters, they already read the book over half a year.
我们今天要从罗马书为什么写作的目的开始。
Today we're going to explain why Romans.
What's written?
What's written? Okay.
让我们说国语的弟兄能够追上说英文的弟兄姐妹。
Let us try to catch up with those English-speaking congregations.
首先，罗马书是一封书信。
First of all, Romans is a letter.
每一个书信都有写作的背景。
Every letter has the background.
那么保罗写罗马书的背景是什么呢？
What is the background for Paul to write Romans?
有三个主流的理论。
There's three major theories.
第一个说，保罗写罗马书给罗马的教会，是为了要告诉他们使徒的福音。
First one is the reason that Paul written to the Romans. First is tell them the apostleship of Paul.
保罗要在那个教会建立使徒的权威。
Paul want to establish his authority as an apostle.
第二个理论说，保罗要解决当时罗马教会遇到的问题。
Second reason for him to do this is to solve the problem that they facing.
教会里面同时有犹太人跟外邦人一起聚会。
In the church, there's the Jews and the Gentiles working together.
他们彼此之间有很多冲突。
There's a lot of conflict among them.
所以说，这个理论说，保罗写信是为了帮助他们解决那个冲突。
So this letter was written to base on solving the conflict.
第三个理论说，保罗写这封信是为了募款。
The third reason is.Paul write this letter to raise funds.
因为保罗想要到西班牙去宣教。
Because Paul wants to preach the gospel in Spain.
他希望路过罗马。
He wants to pass through Rome.
如果罗马的教会接受他的话。
So if the Roman church accept him.
那么罗马的教会就可以支持他到西班牙去。
So they can support him to go to Spain.
让我们来评估这三个理论。
Let's look at those three aspects.
首先我们来介绍一下在罗马的教会。
First of all, let's look at the church in Rome.
罗马的教会是哪里来的呢？
Where does the church come from?
最有可能的原因，罗马的教会是在五旬节的时候，有一些从罗马来的犹太人信主了，把福音带回罗马去。
So most likely on Pentecost, there's some Jews...Take the gospel to Rome.
换言之，罗马的教会不是使徒建立的。
In other words, it's not established by Paul.
不是保罗建立的，保罗不认识这个教会。
For Paul does not know them.
也不是彼得建立的，因为彼得后来才去这个教会。
It's not by established by Peter either.
他大概是凭信徒自己建立的教会。
It's the people like you and me established the church in Rome.
但是这个教会没有受过使徒们正式的教导。
But they had not received the official training.
所以在罗马书的一章十一节到第十五节。
So in Romans 1, verse 11 to 15.
保罗说他们是信主的。
Paul said they are the one that believe in God.
保罗说他们是蒙爱的。
They are the one that love by the Lord.
保罗说他们的信心传遍了天下。
Paul said, your faith has all over the world.
但是保罗却说他要去将一些属灵的恩赐分享给他们。
Paul also said he wants to impart some spiritual gift to them.
然后十五节他说他要传福音给他们在罗马的人。
So he's eager to preach the gospel to those in Rome.
我们先来分析一下第一章十一节。
Let's look at verse 11.
他说他要将一些属灵的恩赐分给他们。
He want to impart some spiritual gift to them.
这里的属灵的恩赐不是说一些，不是说很多超自然的恩赐。
This spiritual gift is not the supernatural gift.
不是说很多不同的恩赐。
It's not talking about many different kinds of gifts.
他用的是单数，不是复数。
He used single gift.
他说我要把那一个恩赐给你们。
He said he wants to impart that spiritual gift.
他自己说他从耶稣基督得到了一个恩赐。
He himself said, I got the spiritual gift from Jesus.
就是叫他得救的福音。
That is the gospel that enabled him to be saved.
但是这个福音必须是保罗亲自来传讲。
And that gospel has to be preached by Paul himself.
那个平信徒建立的教会自己没有办法得到这样子的恩赐。
Because that church in Rome cannot have that kind of spiritual gift.
必须是保罗来告诉他们。
Must be through Paul to tell them.
即便他们已经是基督徒了。
Even though they are already in Christ,
还要保罗以使徒的身份再告诉他们。
And Paul wants to use his apostleship to tell them.
好坚固他们的信心。
In order to strengthen their faith.
我想请问各位。
I want to ask everybody.
已经信主的基督徒为什么还要别人再告诉他福音是什么呢？
Why is it that you already believe in God? Why does Paul has to tell them again?
为什么基督徒需要持续的听到福音呢？
Why do we have to keep on listening hear the gospel?
首先基督徒很健忘。
Number one, we are easily forgetful.
我们很快就忘记我们所信的是什么。
And a lot of time we forget what we believe in.
第二，基督徒很容易失望。
Secondly, we are easily disappointed.
我们需要有人来鼓励我们。
We need people to strengthen and encourage us.
第三个，基督徒很容易犯错。
Thirdly, we easily make mistakes.
我们需要有人来纠正我们。
We need people to correct us.
但为什么必须是保罗来告诉罗马的教会，不能是别人呢？
Why is it has to be Paul? Not anybody else.
换言之，保罗要告诉他们的讯息跟保罗特殊的身份有关系。
In other words, what Paul is going to say to them has something to do with his apostleship.
他们光听到福音是不够的。
If he only heard the gospel, it's not enough.
他们必须从使徒听到福音才是足够的。
They must hear the gospel from the apostle Paul.
所以在初代教会的历史里面，
So in the history of early church,
每一个教会要能正常的运作，
Every church wanted to operate in the right way.
都必须要接受使徒的教导。
They must accept the apostles' teaching.
在初代的教会里面是没有今天你看到的新约圣经的。
In the early church, you don't have the combined New Testament that we have.
新约的圣经是使徒的教导权威的结晶。
The New Testament is the, the New Testament is the
summary. All right.
The summary of the apostles' teaching.
All right. yeah. 好像今天的基督徒在中国
，just like the Christian in China，
有很多人相信了耶稣，做了基督徒。
There's a lot of people believe in Jesus and become Christian.
但是他们没有圣经可以念。
But they don't have the Bible to read.
他们虽然信了耶稣，他们的信仰不清楚。
If, even though they believe in Jesus, but they're having a vague idea.
他们需要有人把圣经带给他们。
They need the Bible to bring it to them.
他们需要有人按照圣经里面的信息教导他们。
They need to have the teaching from the Bible.
他们的信仰必须要有根基。
They must have the right foundation.
他们的根基要建立在使徒的权威上面。
The foundation must be established on the apostleship.
所以使徒有一个责任。
So the apostle has a duty.
他们要把神托付给他们纯正的福音传给众教会。
So his duty is to spread the gospel that God had entrusted to them to various churches.
就是这大概是为什么在罗马书的情境里，
This is why in Romans,
保罗似乎不是太关心细腻的教会里面的问题。
He doesn't seem to be so concerned about the detail.
他最关心的是教义的问题。
He's most focused on the on the true gospel.
罗马书是一封书信。
Romans is a letter.
但是看起来就像一篇长篇的文章。
But it looks like a long article.
一般的书信应该从问安开始。
Usually a letter starts with greetings.
但是保罗的罗马书是从自己的权威开始。
But Romans, he starts from his authority as a pastor.
如果一般的书信的话，应该从罗马书一章八节开始。
So if for the regular letters has to start from verse 8.
但罗马书从第一章第一节开始。
And Romans starts from verse 1.
第一章第一节到第七节的重点是
1 through 7 the focus is
福音
the gospel
保罗要把福音告诉他们
Paul wants to tell them the gospel
这福音是关乎一个人 This gospel is concerning one person Jesus Christ 这个福音必须是由耶稣所指派传他福音的使徒来传讲
So this gospel must be appointed by Jesus to preach the gospel.
Okay, 那但是也的确保罗有留意到犹太人跟外邦人之间的冲突。
He also realized the differences and the conflict between Jews and the Gentiles.
所以我们来看一下罗马的教会当时的光景。
Let's look at the situation in Rome.
罗马的教会应该是由一群外邦的基督徒跟犹太基督徒一起混合组成的教会。
So that church is made of Jews and Gentiles.
应该是外邦人占多数，犹太人占少数。
So maybe there's a majority of Gentiles. The Jews are minority.
教会刚开始的时候都是犹太人。
At the beginning of church, it's all Jews.
后来外邦人越来越多。
Then more and more Gentiles become.
后来，因为犹太人被罗马的皇帝逼迫。
And then because the Jews were persecuted by the emperors in Rome.
在公元49年的时候。In AD 49. 犹太人被赶出罗马城。
The Jews were chasing out of Rome.
所以罗马教会里面的罗马人也必须离开那个教会。
So the members of Jews in the Roman church has
to leave. 突然间教会也都是外邦人。
All of a sudden the church in Rome became all Gentile churches.
等到公元54年的时候 ,AD 54, 那原来的皇帝过世了，那个诫命就废弃了，犹太人又回到罗马城。
When the emperor died, so that the decree has been abolished.
可是犹太人回到罗马教会的时候，里面已经大多数是外邦人。
When the Jews return to the church, most of them they see the Gentiles there.
这是教会的人口变迁。
This is the change of population in Rome.
我在纽约念书的时候，我在 Queens 的一间华人教会聚会。
When I was studying in Queens at the Chinese church.
那个教会是那个教会有超过200年的历史。
And that church has established for more than 200.
那个教会最早是荷兰的移民建立的。
At first, it was the Dutchess.
后来英国人把荷兰人赶走了，结果教会变成英国人的教会。
Then the British came and chased out the Dutchess.
后来英国人开始分散了，然后就有中国人来聚会。
Then the British were scattered. The Chinese came.
那刚开始来的中国人都是台湾来的。
At the beginning, the most of the Chinese were from Taiwan.
后来台湾的移民不来了，都是中国大陆来的。
And then the immigration law had changed. The Chinese from mainland China.
结果那个教会的执事会过半是台湾人。
And more than half of the deacons group were from Taiwan.
教会的会友多半是中国大陆来的。
And the main body of the congregation were from mainland China.
不是都很难相处哦。
It's not easy to get along.
犹太人跟外邦人一起聚会。
The Jews and the Gentiles worship together.
犹太人是教会的主体。
The Jews are the main thrust of the church.
但却是人数的少数。
And yet, the numbers of Jews are a minority.
因此，犹太人跟外邦人之间的问题变成教会最关键的问题。
So the problem between Jews and the Gentile become the main issue.
但是保罗在写罗马书的时候
，So when Paul writes the Romans,
他有时候似乎是专注对外邦人说话。
Sometimes it seems that he is focused on the Gentile.
在十一章十三节，保罗说
，In chapter 11:13,
他说：“我对你们外邦人这样说。”
I said to the Gentile like this.
然后在第七节第七章第一节的时候
，Chapter 7:1,
他又说：“我对那些知道律法的人这样说。”
I speak to those who are following the law.
有些人认为那些知道律法的不是指犹太人，而是指外邦人。
Some people believe those who follow the law are not the Jews, but the Gentiles.
因为有很多犹太人，有很多外邦人在犹太人的会堂聚会，他们也知道律法。
Because the Gentiles that worship in the church knows the law.
所以整体看来，罗马书的主要的听众是外邦人。
So overall, the audience is Gentile.
但是在罗马书第十六章，保罗列出了很多名字。
But in chapter 16, Paul lists a number of people.
其中超过一半的名字都是犹太名字。
And more than half the people are Jewish.
所以我们可以这样做结论。
So we can summarize like this.
罗马的教会多数是外邦人，少数是犹太人。
The church in Rome, most of them, the majority are the Gentiles, the minority are the Jews.
然而我今天要做一个很重要的观察。
I would like to make a very important observation.
我不认为我们应该把保罗的神学看成是为了解决犹太人跟外邦人的冲突而设计出来的。
We want to make sure the Paul's religious foundation is not just to solve the problem between Gentile and Jew.
如果我们以为保罗的神学只是为了要解决他当代的问题的话
，If we think that Paul's foundation is to solve the problem，
那么我们就忘记了保罗自己说他的福音是天上来的福音。
Then we ignore what Paul said. The gospel is from above.
我们忘记了保罗说他的福音是耶稣基督亲自给他的福音。
We will forget that the gospel is entrusted unto Paul by Jesus.
保罗并不是一个政治理论家。
Paul is not a politician.
想要用自己聪明的方法提出一个理论去解决人们之间的问题。
It's not by the wisdom of man to solve the problem.
很多时候，保罗所传的福音不但没有解决问题，甚至加深了问题。
A lot of time, his theory does not solve the problem, but deepens the problem.
犹太人跟外邦人之间是没有分别的，在保罗的神学里。
According to Paul's doctrine, Jews and Gentiles are the same.
There's no distinction. Yeah. 保罗强调因信称义的福音不分犹太人跟外邦人，都一样靠信心得救。
Paul emphasized that we are justified by his righteousness.
他这样子不是解决了犹太人跟外邦人的冲突，而是强化了这个冲突。
It is not to solve the problem, but to emphasize this conflict.
保罗的信仰真正的根源不是他的处境。
Paul's belief is not based on his circumstances.
保罗的信仰最根本的源头是他往大马色的路上，他遇见了复活的耶稣。
Paul's apostle's ship is because on his way to Damascus, Jesus appeared to him.
没有错，保罗是一个犹太人，但是他也成了一个基督徒。
Yes, he is a Jew. He was a Jew, but now he is a Christian.
没有错，保罗信主之后，他的身份还是一个犹太人。
Yes, because he believed in Jesus, he's still a Jew.
但是他说他已经把他的一切都钉在十字架上了。
But he said he had crucified all his credentials on the cross.
没有错，保罗的思想里面常常跟犹太的思想做互动。
In his thoughts, he does not use his Jewish thinking.
但是保罗非常严厉的去批评他原来传统的犹太教。
But he strictly criticized his own Jewish belief.
想想今天在座很多人是中国人。
Let us think, most of us come from China.
你信了耶稣以后还是中国人吗？
When you believe in Jesus, you still are Chinese.
还是中国人啊？
Yes, we are Chinese.
但你是基督徒的身份比较优先，还是中国人的身份比较优先？
Which are you more Chinese or more Christian?
如果你要对基督完全忠诚的话，你愿意为了基督的缘故放弃你中国人的一些价值观吗？
If you want to be loyal to Christ,Are you willing to give up the Chinese
cultures and values?
And value for
当你做了，当保罗做了基督徒之后
，When Paul became a Christian,
他有一个极端的转变。
He has a radical change.
他把基督看为至宝。
He see Christ as the most precious.
他把他这一生所建立的犹太传统给放下了。
He laid down his tradition of the Jews.
因为他深信他所得的是神从天上赐给他的真理。
Because he believed what he received is from the, it's a truth from heaven.
我们这一生都在跟我们所相信的跟我们所真实的之间做挣扎。
Our whole life we struggle between what we believe and what we really are.
有一天我希望我所是的就是我所信的。
One day we would like to. I would like to. What I believe is what I try.
保罗身上带着这个福音的信息。
Paul has this gospel entrusted unto him.
这个福音的信息是超自然给他的。
This gospel is supernatural.
他因为这是神的启示，他就用神的启示去挑战身边的一切事物。
Because that is a revelation from a supernatural God.
为什么我们要接受一个福音会带来这么多的冲突呢？
Why do we have to accept the gospel that has so much trouble?
如果今天信耶稣会让我跟一切事情都对立，我为什么要信耶稣呢？
If we accept Jesus and make us contrary to everything that we believe in.
很多中国人信耶稣的那一天就要跟家里面决裂。
A lot of Chinese have to say goodbye to their family.
其实不是我们要跟家里面决裂，是家里面要跟我们决裂。
It's the Chinese culture want to say goodbye to us.
然后如果我的孩子要做宣教士，我第一个跳起来。
If my kids want to be a missionary, I would jump up.
因为我们人类跟神之间有一个没有化解的冲突。
Because there is a conflict that we have not smoothed out between God and man.
当我们想要跟这个世界和平共处的时候，我们忘了这个世界跟上帝之间正在交战。
When we want to become friends of this world, we actually become enemy of God.
福音说，我们可以让神与我们和好。
The gospel said we have made peace with God.
如果我接受福音与神和好
，If I accept Jesus Christ and make peace with God.
换言之，我站到了上帝那一边。
In other words, I stand by the side of the Lord.
不可避免的结果是我跟与上帝交战的世界变成对立的。
It's inevitable that we can become enemy of this world.
神呼召我们信福音的时候
，God calls us out of this world to believe in Jesus.
也同时呼召我们去迎向这个世界的挑战。
He also calls us to the conflict of this world.
不是靠着武力和聪明。
It's not by power nor by your own personal wisdom.
而是靠着神的爱跟传福音的勇气。
It is based on the love of Christ and also the courage to make the gospel known.
让我们考虑第三个保罗写罗马书的理由。
Let's think about the third reason why he writes Romans.
的确，保罗在罗马书中提到他要往西班牙去宣教。
True that he mentioned that he wanted to go to Spain to preach.
在罗马书一章一到十五节与十五章十四到十六章二十六节。
Romans chapter 1 verse 15
1 through 15, chapter 15, 14, throughout 16:27.
Okay.
他说, 他准备要到西班牙去。
He's preparing the journey to go to Spain.
他希望他路过罗马的时候去拜访他们。
He wants to visit the churches on his way to Spain.
他希望他拜访他们的时候, 罗马的教会会听到他所传的福音。
So when he visits the church in Rome, he wants them to hear the gospel.
他希望罗马的教会会支持他往西班牙去。
He's hoping that the church in Rome will support his mission in Spain.
换言之, 他提醒着罗马教会要为他准备一笔钱。
In other words, he's reminding them to prepare some offering for him.
所以有人说, 罗马书整本书就是为了要募款的。
So some people said the whole book of Romans is his way of fundraising.
那罗马书写了这么长的神学, 是要为他的福音做辩护。
The reason that such a long Romans is for the differentiation of what he believes in.
所以如果罗马的教会接受了保罗的福音的话, 就愿意支持他往西班牙去。
So if the church in Rome accept his doctrine, they will support his mission.
但是这并不足以解释为什么保罗要用这么长的篇幅来写许多神学跟伦理的问题。
So this actually does not explain why he had used so many chapters to lay down the foundation, lay down his doctrine.
作为一个募款信来讲, 这封信太长了。
If it is a fundraising letter, it's way too long.
你应该反过来想。
You have to come the other way.
保罗这一生要实践他做使徒的使命。
Paul wants to carry out his apostleship.
他要把神所给他的福音 传给众教会。
He wants to preach the gospel to many churches.
他已经在许多地方建立了教会, 他现在要把这福音也传给在罗马的教会。
He wants to preach the same gospel to the church in Rome.
然后他要把这福音传到西班牙去。
Then he wants to take the gospel to Spain.
究竟是募款是他生命的核心, 还是使命是他生命的核心呢?
What is the center of his mission? Is it fundraising or his mission?
有时候我们为了要募款, 我们忘记了我们的使命。
Sometimes in order to raise funds, we forgot our mission.
有时候我们为了要募款, 我们设计一个使命好募到款。
Sometimes in order to raise funds, we crafted a mission.
你究竟是先有使命所以要去募款, 还是先要募款所以有了使命呢?
So which one comes first? Mission first or fundraise first?
所以更好的解释是, 保罗的使命是要向外邦人宣教。
So the better way to present this is his mission is to bring the gospel.
为了这个使命, 他要写信给罗马的教会。
For that mission, he had to write to the church in Rome.
为了这个使命, 他要去西班牙。
For that mission, he wants to go to Spain.
为了这个使命, 他用使徒的权柄 预备罗马的教会支持他往西班牙去。
For that mission, he uses the authority of apostleship to support him to go to Spain.
当一个人有使命的时候就有意向。
When a person with the mission, they have a vision.
当一个教会有使命的时候就有意向。
When a church has a mission, it will have a vision.
当一个牧师有使命的时候就有意向。
When the pastor has a mission, it will have the right vision.
当一个年轻人有使命的时候就有意向。
When a young people has a mission, he will have the vision.
当他有使命有意向的时候, 他会用他的勇气向别人寻求支持和帮助。
When he is committed to his vision and his mission, he will ask for support.
因为他的使命和意向不是他一个人完成, 是大家一起完成的。
Because his mission and his vision is not accomplished by him alone.
保罗去募款的时候, 他不觉得丢脸的。
When he had to raise funds, Paul does not feel like.
他说我不以福音为耻, 这福音本是神的大能。
I'm not ashamed of the gospel because the gospel is the power of.
要救一切相信的。
Because it's to save all who believe.
先是犹太人, 后是希利尼人。
First the Jews, then the Gentiles.
先是受过教育的希腊人，再是没有受过教育的野蛮人。
First the educated, then the uneducated, the barbarians.
他走到一个地方就开始想到下一个地方。
When he arrived one place, he thinking about the next stop.
他在安提阿的时候就想到以弗所。
When he was at Antioch, he thought about Ephesians.
他在以弗所的时候就想到罗马。
When he said Ephesians, he thought about Rome.
他在罗马的时候想到西班牙。
When he's in Rome, he thought about Spain.
要到什么时候才结束呢？
When would it be end?
至死方休。
Until he died.
这就是有使命的人。
That is a person with mission.
而他的使命，他说是耶稣基督从上头给他的。
And he said that mission is entrusted unto him from God above.
我们新年都在立新的志向，对不对？
New Year, we all have our New Year resolutions.
不要把你的志向建立在你的缺点上面。
Don't base your resolution on your weakness.
有人天天沉迷电动玩具，对不对？
A lot of people like the electronic.Games.
他说2013年我实质不玩电动玩具。
2013, I will stop playing the electronic games.
这个不是一个意向。
That is not a vision.
我2013年实质要实现神给我的一个呼召。
The 2013, I want to accomplish what God had called me to.
过去因为爱玩电动玩具把我的生命阻塞了，不能实现这个呼召。
In the past years, because I love to play electronic game, actually stopped me from.
那2013年，我矢志要顺服神，追逐这个呼召。
2013, I made up my mind. I'm gonna follow through His call.
因此，就把一切缠累我的罪给放下了。
And I will lay down everything that bothers me.
你要问你自己，神给你这一生最重要的托付究竟是什么？
You and I need to ask ourselves what is the most important trust that he has entrusted on.
保罗在罗马书15:15-16讲了他的托付。
Paul in Romans 15 he talked about the mission.
他说：“但我稍微放胆写信给你们，是要提醒你们的寄信。”特因神所给我的恩典，使我为外邦人做耶稣基督的仆役，做神福音的祭司，叫所献上的外邦人因着圣灵成为圣洁，可蒙悦纳。
The reason I'm writing to you boldly in order that you guys may because the grace that hath given unto me by God and because the ministry of Christ that Gentile in the priesthood service and the gospel of God so that the offering of the Gentile may be acceptable sacrifice by the Holy Spirit.
保罗的一生的使命是把一个信息传出去。
His whole life's mission is to spread the gospel.
人类是最有力量的信息传播者。
People, mankind is the best way of spreading the gospel.
每一个人，不管他有没有意识到，他都在传播一个讯息。
Every one of us is actually spreading some kind of message.
有的人用他的一生来传扬一个清晰的信息。
Some people focus on one message.
有的人的一生所传扬的信息是让人混淆搞不清楚的信息。
Some people are confused with many different messages.
你所信，你的信仰决定了你的本质。
Your faith actually decides the quality of you.
你的本质决定了你如何生活。
The quality decides how you live.
你的生活就像这个世界来表达你要传达的信息。
The way you live actually is speak louder than what you want to tell the world.
保罗这一生的信息就是福音。
Paul's whole life's mission is gospel.
而这福音是关乎着耶稣基督他已经从死里复活的消息。
And this gospel is talking about Jesus Christ risen from the dead.
所以保罗在1:8他说神可以做我的见证。
So in verse 1, chapter 1, verse 8, he said, First, I thank my God through Jesus Christ for all of you because the faith is proclaimed in all the world.
对不起，第九节，他说，我在他儿子福音上用心灵所侍奉的神可以见证我怎样不住地提到你们。
For God is my witness, whom I serve with all my spirit in the gospel of his son Jesus, that without ceasing I mention you.
他说神可以做我的见证。
God is his witness.
一般的犹太人不会这样讲话的。
Normally the Jew would not say it like that.
因为这样你可能会干犯十诫的第三条。
Because by proclaiming like that, it will be blasphemy.
因为我们不可妄称耶和华你神的名。
You cannot use his name in vain.
你可以说某某人为我做见证。
You can say so and so is my witness.
你不能随便的说神为我做见证。
You cannot say God as my witness.
当他说神是我的见证的时候，
When he said God is my witness,
他必须在绝对清洁的良心下才能说这样的话。
He must have a clear conscience to say that.
他的一生必须跟他所宣称的完全一致，他才能呼召，他才能呼喊神做他的见证。
He must, his whole life must be in, I don't know how to say, must be in accordance to what he believed in.
我们的一生都带着一个信息。
Our whole life.Represents a message.
上帝知道你带着什么信息。
The Lord knows what kind of message that you send out.
上帝知道我陆尊恩带着什么信息。
The Lord knows what my 陆尊恩's message is.
我有一次在教会讲到。
One time I preached over the pulpit.
讲完以后我非常的后悔。
And then I was regretting.
我忧郁了两三天。
I was depressed. I was depressed.
因为我觉得我讲的道是我这一辈子讲的最烂的道。
Because I think that was the worst preaching that I had.
然后我太太很有智慧，她就说话了。
My wife has a lot of wisdom, she said.
不要为你讲的道不好后悔。
Don't regret for the preaching.
要为你言行不一致后悔。
Don't regret with how you behave.
因为我的一生所传达的信息跟我所说的是冲突的。
Because the message that I sent is conflict to what I sent out.
真的，我后悔了。
And I regret.
保罗的一生的信息是从耶稣基督死里复活开始的。
The whole message of Paul starts from the resurrection of Jesus.
你的这一生要传扬什么信息？
The whole life of yours, what kind of message do you want to proclaim?
我很喜欢看年轻人的部落格。
I like to see the blog of young people.
因为我知道神呼召我要跟下一个世代的年轻人传福音。
Because I clearly know that God wants me to preach the gospel to the young people.
年轻人在部落格上都很有自己的风格。
And when they write on the blog, they have their own unique style.
我知道一个年轻人，他专门收集各样的美食。
And one young man only collect all the gourmet recipe.
他的部落格很精彩的。
His blog is very interesting.
他发现一家餐厅。
He find a new.
部落格上面有那个餐厅的招牌。
It will have its
那个。
The sign of the restaurant.
走进去的时候，那个菜单的照片也在那里。
And also the menu.
他点了一个菜，菜上来小菜。
And then when he ordered one,
然后主菜
the main dish comes,
吃之前先照两张照片
Before he started eating, he would take pictures.
吃完以后他很满足的表情也照下来了
He's very satisfied, he take another picture of himself.
然后在上面评分说这家餐厅有 3.5 分
So he would give it a rating, 3.5.
有很多人在做这件事情
A lot of people do this kind of work.
他们的一生 carry one message, 他们带着一个信息
The whole life of their life only carry one message.
人生以美食为目的啊。
His purpose of living is good food.
你要知道你的一切信息。
You have to know every message that you send.
都要通过死亡的考验。
It will have to pass through death.
死亡会使一切的信息归于无有。
Death will put everything to nothing.
不论你建立了多伟大的信息，
No matter how great your message is,
不论你影响了多少人的看法
No matter how many people you impacted.
当死亡来到的时候，那个信息就消失了。
When you face death, that message ceases.
保罗选择了一个不一样的信息。
Paul had chosen a different message.
他的信息是耶稣从死里复活，以大能显明是神的儿子。
His message is Jesus Christ resurrected from death.With power to prove that
复活的发生会改变我们人生所有的优先顺序。
The resurrection shall change our priority in life.
我知道很多人很难相信基督教，因为基督教讲复活。
A lot of people cannot take the gospel because we talk about resurrection.
但正因为基督教宣扬复活的道理，才使基督教变成独特而伟大。
Just because we talk about resurrection, that makes us stand up.
因为复活告诉你，这个世界的一切都要过去。
Resurrection tells us that everything in this world shall pass away.
那个将来的世界才是真正永恒的重要的世界。
The future eternal is the most important.
复活告诉你，这个世界的一切逻辑都是有限的。
Resurrection tells you that every logic in this world is limited.
神有神自己的逻辑，教导我们怎么样过他所喜悦的生活。
God has His own logic to teach us how to live.
复活告诉你，耶稣基督是这宇宙唯一的主宰。
Resurrection tells us Jesus Christ is the only true God.
一切的事物都要在他面前降服。
Everything shall bow before Him.
复活告诉你，上帝要给你的救恩是大有能力的救恩。
Resurrection tells us that the salvation is a great power.
如果你让福音成为你生命的信息的话，
if you let the gospel become the mission or message,
你的生命将因着福音而充满能力。
And your life shall full of power.
这个能力不是从你自己来的，是从这个信息的主来的。
The power does not come from you; it comes from the Lord of this message.
福音的能力不是从这个世界来的，是从天上来的。
The power of this gospel is not from this world, but from heaven.
福音的能力不是靠着理性科学来的，是靠超自然的能力来的。
The power of the gospel does not come from the wisdom of men.
福音的能力不是用人的悟性去得到的，而是用神给我们的信心去得到的。
The power of the gospel is not attained by our wisdom, but attained by our faith.
福音的能力不是属于这个世界，而是属于那一切相信的人的。
The word of the believer is to those who believe.
因此这福音是本于信，以至于信。
So it's actually based on faith. First and the last is all faith.
唯有信的人要得着这福音，就得着这能力。
Only those who believe shall receive the power.
唯有信的人可以用信心抓住神的恩典来生活。
Only those who believe can hold on to the faith.
神的恩典只在那个有信心的人身上看出果效。
The grace of the gospel only manifests in those who have faith.
因此，新的一年让我们来到神面前。
So in the new year, let us come before the Lord.
你的一生要传扬什么样的信息？
What kind of message do you want to proclaim?
你靠着什么信念而生活？
What is your faith?
这个信念是否可以经过死亡的考验？
Is your faith able to endure death, the testing of death?
你的信念与你的生活是否一致？
Your faith, is it consistent with what you're doing?
如果你相信耶稣已经从死里复活，
If you already believe Jesus already raised from the dead,
你是否严肃地看待复活的事实？
Do you take resurrection seriously?
以至于你会重新思考这人生的一切真相。
Then you will reset the truth of this life.
以至于你找到你的使命并你的意向。
So that you may find your mission and your vision.
以至于你迫切地为着这个意向来生活。
So that you can live for this vision.
以至于你胆敢向你的弟兄姐妹寻求支持，让你实现这个意向。
So that you can ask for support for you to fulfill the vision.
以至于你勇敢地放下你原来所倚靠的。
So that you can lay down what you depend on.
让神借着你的弟兄姐妹来供应你，一起走向这个意向。
Allow God to use the brothers and sisters in the church to support.
如果没有保罗回应了这个意象，
if there's no such a response to Paul's vision,
那么就没有今天的神州教会。
There would be no China Grace.
今天任何人可以奉耶稣的名在这里聚会。
Anyone can, in the name of our Lord Jesus, and gather and worship.
都有一个比你更早的人曾经向主说：“主啊，我愿意。”
There's somebody before you say, "Lord, I'm willing."
若没有他们的信心，就没有今天的我们。
Without their faith, we would not be here.
神乐意借着我们的信心，把这恩典再传给更多的人。
God would love to have our grace and our faith to bring the gospel to more people.
所以让我们一起来祷告。
Let us pray.
亲爱的救主耶稣。
Dear Savior Jesus.
你已经从死里复活。
You already rose from the dead.
以大能显明是神的儿子。
With power, you demonstrate that you are the Son of God.
你的国度将要来到。
Your kingdom shall come.
这个世界将要过去。
This world will end.
你有永恒的荣耀赐给你的百姓。
You have eternal glory to give it to your people.
你有丰满的恩典，今天就赐给我们。
You have abundant grace to give it to your people.
你将你的福音借着使徒传给了我们。
You used Apostle Paul to.Preach the gospel to us.
你让我们领受这福音，牢牢地守着，也要传给其他的人。
You want us to follow through this gospel and give it to somebody else.
你呼召我们成为福音的使者。
You call us to be the ambassador of your gospel.
不是用我们的口传，而是用我们的一生来传这福音。
It's not preached by our speech, but use our life to preach.
主，求你今日帮助我们。
Lord, please help us.
我们的生命有太多与这福音冲突的事物。
Our life has so many conflicts against this gospel we believe in.
我们无法放下我们在这个世界的操心。
We cannot lay down the worries of this world.
我们对你的恩典没有信心。
We don't have enough faith of your grace.
我们看重眼前的事物。
We are focused on what's seen.
我们没有属灵的意象。
We don't have spiritual vision.
主，你赦免我们。
Lord, I ask your forgiveness.
赐给我们真实的悔改。
Let us repent from it.
不是承认自己做错而已。
It's not just confess that we have come short of your glory.
而是能够真正的信靠你。
But on the contrary, that we may have faith and trust.
用信心抓住你的恩典。
Use faith to hold on to your grace.
靠着你所赐给我们的福音而活着。
Based on the gospel that you have given us, that we will live each day.
哦，主，求你的能力今日充满我们。
Oh Lord, may your power empower us.
因为我们信靠耶稣基督做我们的救主。
Because we believe Jesus Christ is my Savior.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
In the name of Jesus, I pray.
Amen.
Amen.